Monday. This zoo wee mama thing has really got me worked up. Browley is getting all the credit for a comic that we came up with together. I figured the least he could do was put my name on the strip as the co-creator. So I went up to Rowley after school and told him that's what he was going to have to do. But Rowley said zoo wee mama was all his idea and that I didn't have anything to do with it. I guess we must have been talking pretty loud, because the next thing you knew, we attracted a crowd. The kids at my school are always itching to see a fight. Me and Rowley tried to walk away, but those guys weren't going to let us go until they saw us throw some punches. I've never been in a real fight before, so I didn't know how I was supposed to stand or hold my fists or anything. And you could tell Rowley didn't know what he was doing either, because he just started prancing around like a leprechaun. I was pretty sure I could take Rowley in a fight, but the thing that made me nervous was the fact that Rowley takes karate. I don't know what kind of hocus-pocus they teach in Rowley's karate classes, but the last thing I needed was for him to lay me out right there on the blacktop. Before me or Rowley made a move, there was a screeching sound in the school parking lot. A bunch of teenagers had stopped their pickup truck, and they started piling out. I was just happy that everyone's attention was on the teenagers instead of me and Rowley. But all the other kids took off when the teenagers started heading our way. And then I realized that these teenagers looked awfully familiar. That's when it hit me. These were the same guys who chased me and Rowley around on Halloween night, and they had finally caught up with us. But before we could make a run for it, we had our arms pinned behind our backs. Those guys wanted to teach us a lesson for taunting them on Halloween night, and they started arguing over what they should do with us. But to be honest with you, I was more concerned about something else. The cheese was only a few feet from where we were standing on the blacktop, and it was looking nastier than ever. The big teenager must have caught my eye, because the next thing I knew, he was looking at the cheese, too. And I guess that gave him the idea he was looking for. Rowley got singled out first. The big kid grabbed Rowley and dragged him over to the cheese. Now, I don't want to say exactly what happened next, because if Rowley ever tries to run for president and someone finds out what these guys made him do, he won't have a chance. So I'll put it to you this way. They made Rowley E-A-T the cheese. I knew they were going to make me do it, too. I started to panic, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to fight my way out of this situation. So I did some fast talking instead. I said, I would, but I'm allergic to dairy. And believe it or not, it actually worked. You're lucky, punk.
I know.